Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks. We're coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we have a great show with two special guests who are extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing something that is not only important but timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is centralized maintenance in multifamily. I have joining me in the studio two fantastic and longtime multifamily industry veterans, Jindal Lee, the CEO and founder of HappyCo, and Steve Duquette, the Vice President of Facilities and Construction with Pegasus Residential. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hello.
Steve, I want to start with you. Centralized maintenance, that, you know, that's something that's a big topic in the multifamily industry right now, but let's just talk about what are some of the issues with maintenance right now. I know that post-pandemic, there's all kinds of issues in finding people to fill roles and so forth. But what are some of the main issues that you see out there?
No, that's right. I think one of the main issues is really finding quality people to fill the roles and the vacancies that we have. It seems like it takes longer to fill those positions. You know, there's less applicants out there. You know, the skill sets as well, you know, it's just a different world, I think, that we're in now than even 10 years, maybe 15 years ago.
You know, I always remember seeing reports prior to the pandemic that the role of the maintenance technician, there was a high turnover rate. I think it was in the 30s prior to the pandemic. And then I saw some reports after the pandemic that there are over a 50% turnover rate across the country. What are you seeing, Jindal?
Wow, it's been really interesting for us. And maybe I'll preface this by, during COVID, I went to visit a bunch of customers, and we were trying to peddle our software, maintenance software, and everyone said to us, "No, we have bigger problems." Mm. And I'm like, "Well, what are they?" Well, we can't find people. Mm. you know, so we're definitely seeing properties, you know, like with 30-40%. Vacancy rates at the moment, in regards to maintenance technicians, that number is probably most cases higher than that.
Yeah. Steve, I've had a lot of people tell me and who've appeared on the show that not only are they just losing maintenance techs to other companies, competitor type companies, but also to other industries.
That's right.
And what are the reasons for that, the primary reasons?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, we're losing good techs to the construction industry, right? To one of them in particular, a trade would be HVAC. You know, the guys, they learn on the job these amazing HVAC skills, and then they have the opportunity to go work directly for these contractors. You know, in some cases, the rate of pay is higher, and, you know, we lose folks, you know, because of that. As well as, you know, I think we've seen less people coming into the industry on the apartment side and more of those folks moving into the trade side and kind of specializing and honing in on the skills that they've learned.
Yeah. And I'm curious as to, besides pay being an issue, what about the on-call aspect of it?
Yeah, on-call plays into it. We hear that quite often. You know, will I be on-call? You know, what is your on-call procedure? You know, what is the rotation? We hear that quite often.
And I would imagine that centralized maintenance, which is what we're going to be discussing today, helps with all those issues. Have you seen that to be the case?
Absolutely. There's other options out there. There's technology out there that can kind of streamline the on-call. You know, we are going to have on-call emergencies, but, you know, through different processes, we can really streamline. Is it an emergency? Does somebody need to respond to that? And then as well as centralization, it usually involves more people that can kind of take that on-call rotation and spread it out. So it's not as impactful on one person or one team. You kind of spread the load.
And one thing, Steve, like to your point, you know, if I was a technician in multifamily and I had the opportunity to go work at a place where I can work from 8 to 3 p.m. every single day doing one thing versus having to be on call, having to, in most cases, work 9 to 9 and do a million things. Like, I would go work in that place where I just had to do one thing.
Right? Yeah. Like, that's, yeah.
Yeah. I that sounds like it's really something that's going to be attractive if centralized maintenance begins to take off like it is. And centralization in general, and we've done a couple of shows on centralization in general in multifamily, where there is the centralization of the leasing process, the centralization of now administrative roles. But maintenance, that seems like a little different thing. I mean, that is something where you have to have the ability to either interact with that resident in some form or fashion in a more intense way than you would with just having them go on a virtual tour or something like that. Talk a little bit about what's the difference between centralized maintenance and the other centralizations.
Yeah, to your point, it is a bit easier to centralize, you know, the front office, like the manager's leasing, you know, whereas maintenance, there's some challenges that do come up there. You know, you need to clean the properties every day. There's the amenities that, you know, in the pools, there's things that take daily responsibilities. And so there's, you know, the logistics of how you would centralize that really does come into play. How many people, you know, do you need to cover the properties to make sure that you're still, you know, maintaining them correctly and giving the residents, you know, what they need and the satisfaction that they deserve, but streamlining the processes and trying to do it more on a centralized, base, it has its challenges. You know, it can be done. It's successful. You know, sometimes it takes bringing in, you know, a few more skilled people, you know, and focusing on, you know, on some of the skill sets that they have to, you know, to kind of take care of the properties rather than, you know, the one person to 100 is, I think, what everybody is trying to get away from, right? You know, and breaking that mold and going into centralization is really kind of where, you know, where we're going.
Yeah. And Jen, now, what does centralization and maintenance look like today? And I'm sure that just like anything else, it's going to, you know, metamorphose into more or different things as it goes on. Where are we today?
Yeah. So, you know, when we think about centralization in general, it's really about being more efficient, right? Mm-hmm. Being efficient and doing more with less. And, you know, I think centralization has different stages. So the first part is being able to digitize what you're doing. So then you can actually work from anywhere. So I think that's one key part of centralization. And I think then you want to start to really break that. It's really a shift in your mindset around the 1 to 100 ratio. And then just asking a ton of questions like, why is it 1 to 100? Oh, because you need to have on-site staff. But then during COVID, when we were talking to our customers, they're saying, you know what? We actually don't go into properties, the units anymore. I'm like, how are you solving these challenges? Oh, we're just doing on the phone, doing FaceTime. And I'm like, oh, so it can be done. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's just about like challenging the status quo. I think, you know, there's different ways around. Can you augment your team with a virtual team? Can you digitize all your work orders into a system? Can you change the way, a lot of it comes down to change management and changing the way we're currently doing things in the industry.
Yeah. We've got about 2 minutes left in this segment. Steve, I want to ask you, when it comes to centralization, are you getting or do you see any pushback from your on-site teams, either the maintenance side or either the property management side, that this is, you know, because nobody likes change.
Right.
So are you seeing any of that?
Yeah,
and how do you handle it?
I think the biggest part is that nobody likes change, right? Yeah. You know, you really have to kind of sell the vision and show the team how, you know, we can raise efficiencies by this. You know, if you take a cluster of properties, you know, and you can group them together, you can now combine, you know, the talents that are there rather than, you know, each individual property kind of being its own, you know, entity. Now you can share the team based on the workloads and, you know, and really be able to hone in on where those people need to be rather than, you know, you got three guys on this property and they don't have any work orders, but you got a property, you know, two blocks down the road and, you know, they have three guys, but they have 100 open work orders, you know, and they're just not working cohesively to solve those problems.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about, I want to get your take on that agenda when we come back. But let's go ahead and take a break here. We're going to be back right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Say goodbye to pen and paper processes, labor shortages, and unhappy residents, and say hello to HappyCo, the only multifamily platform that supports every stage of your property lifecycle. Improve your portfolio with Happy Asset, the ROI-driving asset optimization solution for owners, acquisition directors, and asset managers. Manage your portfolio with Happy Property, a suite of intuitive tools that streamline operations, empower teams, and delight residents. Service your portfolio with Happy Force, an always-on remote maintenance workforce for multifamily specialists designed to increase resident satisfaction. HappyCo, multifamily solutions to smile about. For more information, visit the website at happy.co.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Well, we're back and you are listening to Multifamily Matters coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And today we're discussing something that is especially important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is centralized maintenance in multifamily. I'm Paul Marks. Joining the studio are two terrific and longtime multifamily industry veterans, Jindo Lee, the CEO and founder of HappyCo, and Steve Duquette, the Vice President of Facilities and Construction with Pegasus Residential. I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Jenna, before we took the break, I mentioned I wanted to ask you the question about, I mean, you're out there talking with companies all over the country, multifamily operators, about centralized maintenance. What's some of the pushback you're seeing or some of the initial objections that have to be overcome?
Yeah, I think I mentioned before, like, change management is probably the biggest hurdle with everything that we do. We've been around for 11 years and roughly about 3.5 million units use our platform, right? So we've basically had to learn every single objection, and there's always new objections. But I think at the end of the day, to what Steve mentioned, it comes down to selling that vision, having a very strong leader on the vendors, on the operations side, that's bought into what we're promising, yeah, which is, you know, a better tomorrow. And then at the end of the day, like, with change, a lot of it comes down to fear, right? Fear of losing my job, fear of, I don't know, technology. So I think if the leader is able to paint what's in it for the end user or the end person that's going to be benefiting from this, that's what we've seen as being very helpful. So someone coming in saying, hey, if we, you know, you do all these work orders and you're always like underwater, what if there's a better way to do this? And I think selling that and then showing them that it can be done, that's what we've seen is really how a lot of that mind shift starts to change.
Yeah. You know, when you mentioned that having that leader, that executive sponsor within a company, typically what level or what role do they play in the company? Is it a president all the way at the top in the C-suite, or is it someone like Steve, who's in charge of facilities and so forth?
Really, it probably is all levels, to be quite honest, right? Like, comes from like the C-suite, that believes in the general theme of, say, centralization. Someone like Steve who sees that vision as one, says, you know what, I can actually take that high level concept and share that with the people that that really matter, right? And I think, and then it goes down all the way to that voice in the corner, the guy that's like, I don't like technology. So, how do you, if you can, I always think, if you can convince that one person that voices his concerns all the time, then you've got a winning product or message.
But talk to me a little bit about, and tell our listeners a little bit about, what were the circumstances, or what are the circumstances that have caused centralization to be such a big thing in multifamily?
Yeah, it's a, I think if we look at the current economic climate, like, I don't know, are we in a recession? I'm not sure. But let's say we're in a recession. Look at these rising interest rates, the labor shortages. And you look at all the capital that's being poured into multifamily, right? Like 10 years ago, multifamily was this quiet, overachieving asset class, but now it's mainstream. Your cap rates are shrinking, and so you've got a lot of capital coming in from these institutional investors, who a lot of times do not have operational expertise.
Yes.
Right, and so they're really managing by spreadsheets and KPIs.
Right.
And they're still trying to get the returns that they were getting 3-4 years ago, but rents can't keep going up anymore. So the only other way to do this is by streamlining your costs. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's been a big driver of centralization in the last 12-24 months.
Yeah, and that's in all facets, not just maintenance. It's centralization. Correct. Across the board. Steve, what are some of the challenges other than just I don't like change that you see when you think it's appropriate to implement centralized maintenance into a property?
Yeah, so I think for us and for my situation, we may buy into all of it, right? And my executive team may buy into that, but since we are specifically third party, we now have to kind of sell that vision to our ownership groups, right?
Sure.
To our clients. Some of them are very open to it and can kind of see the vision. Some have been around a very long time, and it takes a little bit longer for them to see, what does this mean and how does this look, right? As well as setting up properties and groups, right? Being able to be able to use different ownership groups and bring them together to kind of centralize, and kind of share that staffing. But again, being able to sell that, to them, it's easy to do once you're in it, right?
Yeah.
Because you can see the benefits of it. You have much better efficiencies, much better oversight. Usually the teams that we employ on the centralization, they're a little more skilled than a regular, site team. It starts to prove itself as you kind of run through the pattern of it.
Yeah. Jim, now what do you think are some of the other challenges? And by the way, in response to what Steve said, what would you tell an owner who's hired a management company,
we just
a third
had
party.
This conversation.
Yeah, it's a tough sell, and I think that's the reason why, the easiest sell is the owner manager, right? Where they, yeah, the bottom line makes a huge difference to them. So I think that's the easiest sell, and that's why you see a lot of the REITs probably are on the forefront of like any type of efficiency gain or change. I think one of the key things is really, we do a lot of pilots and trials for our customers to prove to them this actually works. And if you think about centralizing maintenance, there's a bunch of really key benefits around on the bottom line. So you actually can pay less for staff, because if you need less headcount, mm-hmm, right? So I think that's a key one. Visibility is a big one. So if you go to an ownership group and say, hey, you want to see what we're actually doing? Mm-hmm. And that can go both ways, good or bad. But if they can see what's happening, then they go, oh, wow, so you actually do work.
Yeah.
And so I think that's another key thing. But at the end of the day, I think it's around getting the buy-in of that ownership group and proving it that you can actually reduce costs.
Yeah. Steve, what do you think is, with a owner in a third party situation, what do you think is their aha moment where they get it?
You know, I think when they see you know, the resident retention, you know, the properties are now excelling, right? You know, we have better renewal rates. We're able to focus, you know, more. There is, you know, it's difficult to say that there's always a cost savings in doing centralization, because sometimes, you know, you actually look for, you know, a different caliber of person to fill these roles because there's less of them. But ultimately, you know, what we've seen is that it improves the customer satisfaction. You know, at the end of the day, it really starts to drive efficiency. You know, the social media ratings, you know, yeah, start to get better, and we have those, you know, that data. Our industry has become very data driven. You know, well, what are the numbers, and you know, how can we measure this? What are the KPIs, you know, and being able to adequately track that and show that, you know, I think it sells itself.
Yeah. The one thing that we did, you know, around centralization, we worked with a bunch of customers and we measured the NPS score, so the satisfaction score of the resident. And before we implemented a centralization solution, it was around 18 or 20, which is a pretty reasonably low score.
Yeah.
And then 3 months in, we resurveyed the residents again, and that went up to about 80%, which is a huge increase. And so I think showing that to your ownership groups, you know, that gets a lot of buy-in, and then you kind of have to follow that and say, does increased satisfaction increase the renewal rates? Maybe, maybe not. Like, so I think if you can kind of follow that thread, then people go, oh, wow. So it actually has a real impact, not just, you know, a potential cost saving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, there are so many people in multifamily that put such an emphasis on online reviews and having those positive reviews and so forth, that you would have to think it does affect renewal rates. It does reflect driving people to the property to rent, you know, new renters. So have you seen, Steve, a drop in the negative reviews as well as an increase in positive reviews when it comes to the maintenance issues?
I think ultimately we've just seen a better satisfaction with from the residents.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, online reviews I don't have a lot of good things to say, yeah, about them, because most people, you know, they're not going to write a good review. They're going to write a bad review, and it could be based on a lot of different, you know, issues as to what brought them to that point. But I think, you know, I think we've been able to see that, you know, just driving the efficiencies and being able to utilize different skill sets and put people in certain positions where they can excel through the centralization, you know, really has increased, you know, occupancy and renewal rates.
The one metric that actually does drive, and we haven't spoken about, is really the happiness of the technicians that are on site.
Yeah,
right?
Like,
true.
It actually, right, makes them happier that they don't have to work 24 hours a day, because,
sure,
you're centralizing things where someone can do it virtually. So I think there's a increase in retention, you know, decrease in sign-on bonuses and all that kind of stuff as well.
Yeah. All right. We're gonna break it here. We're going to be right back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Multifamily properties' water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Well, we are back and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing something that is important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is centralized maintenance in multifamily. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me in the studio are two fabulous and longtime multifamily industry veterans, Jindo Lee, the CEO and founder of Happy Co., and Steve Duquette, the Vice President of Facilities and Construction with Pegasus Residential. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing leasing. Appico, the multifamily solutions to smile about. Control by Net, providing multifamily video surveillance and remote guarding. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today. DirecTV, the ultimate entertainment experience, is now available to all multifamily residents. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry. So, gentlemen, we were talking during the break about the different types of centralization of maintenance, the different configurations someone could use. Jindo, tell us a little bit about some of the ones that, you're seeing out there.
Yeah, so if we went back to the theme of efficiency and how can you make things more efficient, what we did is we started looking at all the work orders that came through for our customers. And we thought about how could we reduce the number of work orders, how can we eliminate redundancies. And I think there's a bunch of different things that need to happen. So obviously you have like a work order system to digitize all the work orders coming through. You think about how do work orders get into the system in the first place? It's a resident, you know, putting it in. But a lot of the questions or the work orders that they create are just things like, do I change my light bulb? You know, and then there's a good percentage of them of work orders that come in, which are essentially, hey, I put in a request 2 hours ago, no one has responded to me. So like we thought, how could we eliminate that? And if you had like a resident manual, like, you know, you go to an Airbnb today and there's a guest book that tells you these are all the things that you need to do, or how to turn on the internet, the Wi-Fi, like a resident manual would be a really beneficial thing to reduce. I think 10% of inquiries come through, like you can kind of reduce that. There's an IVR solution, a call center. So how do you route calls automatically? I think that can get rid of at least another sort of 3-4% of tickets, what we've seen. And then you have all these permutations down to, a virtual maintenance solution. Happy Force is one of those, but how can we staff up a team of technicians that are super experienced and they can solve tickets remotely as mm-hmm. well. And I'm sure, like, Steve, you've got a bunch of other really good ones as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, in order to do it, efficiently, you're going to have to, you're going to have to utilize some software as well as, you know, the labor force, right? I mean, if you kind of envision a group of properties that are centrally located, you know, you can look at one maintenance supervisor to kind of oversee those properties, right? But then you can really hone in on, again, like we talked about, the skill levels of each of these people, right? Like, let's just say the supervisor oversees four properties, right? But then you have two really good, strong HVAC techs that can roam between those, right? And maybe a crew of guys that would do your turnover, right? So you can really kind of hone in on the skill sets of these individuals instead of, you know, back to the 1 per 100, you know, you may have 300 units and three guys there, but, you know, what is the skill set of each of those? Now you have the ability to really hone in and kind of utilize these guys for what their individual skills are.
Is there, because one of the things that came to mind when you guys were talking about this is that it makes sense to have a concentration of properties or a hub of properties that are relatively close together to be able to do this. What about the owner that may have one property or two properties and they may not be right next to each other? Is there a solution for sharing with other teams, or is that something that hasn't even come to fruition yet as far as people's thought process?
Well, I think in like single family, that happens. Right? Like I think, and Don Beveridge has been on your podcast.
Right.
He wrote the 2020 this year, and he spoke about how in SFR, in the single family space, there is that concept of shared services.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that definitely is happening to multifamily, but there's a lot of reasons and challenges why it's still challenging because of the software and how do you attribute a portion of someone's time, working on property A versus property B. So I think software solutions can kind of help with that as well, but yeah. I definitely think we're definitely seeing some of that.
Yeah. And Steve, tell us a little bit about, I know you mentioned that you were doing centralization of administrative roles.
Mm-hmm.
How has that gone? And do you see that it's going to follow the same path as you get more and more into centralized maintenance?
I think so. We've been able to centralize a couple of our markets and properties within them. And, you know, to your point about, you know, having different ownership groups, we've been able to sell that and to combine, you know, different properties and different ownership groups into that same group of centralization. You know, it just really goes back to being able to show, you know, the data, you know, how can we drive the efficiencies and what does this mean? And, you know, because it is a big change, right? Especially when you start, you know, kind of commingling different ownership groups and different properties, you know, you really have to be able to show the data that it's going to work and, you know, and kind of sell that story. But we've been able to show that it is working great, you know, because again, you can really hone in on, you know, those individual skill sets, like that one property manager that, you know, can oversee the three properties there, and you know, the centralized leasing, you know, they're able to hit two or three properties, you know, do a lot of this over the phone and virtually before they even need to get out there and do a tour. Or, you know, we have software that can do the tours for us now. So, you know, it really is kind of utilizing, you know, your skill sets for your labor pool, as well as the software that you're using.
Do you think, Jenna, that as people become more accepting of centralization as a whole across administrative roles, leasing roles, that it's going to be an easier acceptance for maintenance?
Absolutely, right? Yeah. Like the challenge of maintenance is it's not sexy.
Yeah,
no one thinks about it. Everyone goes for like leasing because that's what generates revenue. I love unsexy things, and so we've been looking at maintenance for over 10 years, and I think it's a really hard challenge to solve because you can't fully digitize the whole process. You still need boots on the ground, and the way that, you know, we think about it is like, well, let's add boots on the ground. Like there's call centers that are available to take leasing calls. Like there should be a call center that with specialized technicians that can solve work orders in virtually, right? Like just things like that. But really, I think we're seeing more and more companies, and again, starting from the REITs, driving that narrative around how do we make maintenance even more efficient. We're definitely seeing that trend.
And efficient probably translates to them to less costly.
Less costly.
Steve, you had mentioned something earlier in one of the other segments about during COVID and the pandemic, people weren't entering units, maintenance personnel weren't entering units. I spoke with a leading maintenance or leading facilities person with a large company on the East Coast. He was telling me that it was 2 years that they didn't go in and there. But I don't think at that time they had a centralized maintenance solution that either was available or that they were using at that time. How would that have helped?
I think you know, COVID and all of the, you know, all the things that we had to work through has really kind of played into where we're going into centralization, right? And the utilization of software, because, you know, we had to think outside of the box, right? We had to think about how we were staffing our properties, and then how are we going to interact with the resident, and how do we deal with emergencies? You know, I think Jindu had mentioned, you know, there's, you know, you could FaceTime, you know, Jindu and I have had conversations about that. You know, you can stand outside the door, you can FaceTime with the resident, you know, you can bring things to them and have them install them, you know, themselves, you know, so it, it really made us think, you know, outside of the box as to how do we keep maintaining these properties. And I think what we proved to ourselves was, well, we can be successful, you know, and we can be successful with less people if, you know, if we can really drive efficiencies and processes that allow us to, you know, to keep the business moving forward.
Yeah. And I mean, I think there are things that, that this gentleman who we had on the show some time back was saying that some of the effects of not being able to enter the apartment mm-hmm. and doing those maintenance tasks were the breakdown, you know, earlier, equipment wearing out, or ACs, dishwashers, things that would normally be serviced that didn't get serviced during that time. So there was a cost to not doing that, not That's entering right. and doing that. And I guess centralized maintenance offers a, an opportunity to make sure that those things get done. Even if you don't have someone, if your turnover is so high that you don't you can't keep people on staff, you still have that opportunity to take care of those things so it doesn't cost you more later. Is that, right. is that what you're finding, Jindu?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think the... what we're seeing is it gives the on-site teams time back.
Yeah.
Right? Time mm-hmm. to do things that they actually needed to do, but they often neglect because they're just, you know, putting out fires all the time. So we're definitely seeing that being able to, you know, change that 1 to 100, maybe 1 to 150, 1 to 200, you know, status quo is important, but really freeing up people's time to do what they're supposed to do actually has a much better sort of like asset preservation. You know, this definitely helps the asset preservation side of things as well.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to break it here. We're going to be back with our final segment of this episode right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Say goodbye to pen and paper processes, labor shortages, and unhappy residents, and say hello to HappyCo, the only multifamily platform that supports every stage of your property lifecycle. Improve your portfolio with Happy Asset, the ROI-driving asset optimization solution for owners, acquisition directors, and asset managers. Manage your portfolio with Happy Property, a suite of intuitive tools that streamline operations, empower teams, and delight residents. Service your portfolio with Happy Force, an always-on remote maintenance workforce for multifamily specialists designed to increase resident satisfaction. HappyCo, multifamily solutions to smile about. For more information, visit the website at happy.co.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
We are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we're discussing centralized maintenance in multifamily. I'm Paul Marks. Storming the studio are two awesome and longtime multifamily industry veterans, Jindal Lee, the CEO and founder of HappyCo, and Steve Duquette, the Vice President of Facilities and Construction with Pegasus Residential. Yeah, we've talked in the first three segments a lot about the challenges and out there with turnover and the, all the great reasons why centralized maintenance is an idea whose time has really come, but it's had to start with an idea. So, Jindal, HappyCo is you take care of centralized maintenance. This is one of the many things that HappyCo does. But tell us a little bit about how that idea came.
So I didn't grow up in the industry, although I wish I did. I grew up in Australia, and my background is in graphic design. So I did graphic design at university. Then I started working in video games. So I do not have a real estate background. But what I started to do in the 2000s was my dad was like, hey, go buy some real estate. I'm like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So I started investing in single family homes in Australia. And then in 2010, started investing in properties out in the US and in Memphis and Cleveland. And again, these were all single family. And then what happened was a lot of the property managers that were managing my properties would say, hey, there's all this damages in your properties. We can't actually get the rental deposits back because we didn't document all the damages. So I was like, oh, why don't you guys use an inspection app? They're like, well, what's an inspection app? And this is 2010. So everyone's like, okay. So what I did is just made a screenshot of an app that was for inspecting properties, and then launched it on the app store with my co-founder, and more people started to use it. And then, so that's how we started the company essentially.
Yeah. And then today, you guys are doing a lot of stuff with maintenance and other things. So what are some of the other things HappyCo does?
Yeah, so HappyCo has really grown from an inspection app down to we have a range of different products from acquisition to disposition. So we have a product to do due diligence and lease file audits when you acquire a property. We have a product to do CapEx and renovations to manage that process. We have a product to do the budgeting side. So instead of doing annual budgets, what if you could do real-time budgets? Mm-hmm. So we have that on the asset management side. On the operations side, we have products for maintenance and mitigation. So essentially the work order side of things. We have a product for leasing CRM and a resident portal as well. And then finally, we have HappyForce, which is essentially the solution that is helping staff and solve work orders.
Yeah. Yeah. Due diligence is such an important thing when it comes to people taking over properties. I can tell you, we have one guest on who shared a story with us about the fact that when they were doing their due diligence process, they did not bring out an exterminator. And after they took it over, they realized there was a colony of bats in the attic of a couple of buildings, which are protected species. So it's cost them tens of thousands of dollars to relocate the bats. I'm sure your product, the due diligence, you have a checklist of everything people can go through, which I'm sure these people wish they had at that time.
Yeah. We're going to add bats to that product. Yeah,
right.
We definitely do. Like the, we do about maybe, I want to say like more than half of the transactions that go on in the US through that product. And it's crazy because as soon as COVID hit and as the economy started to weaken, we actually saw it happening in real time because there was less and less transactions happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but it's a, I think it's a great product because, when you make money when you buy a property, and to your point, a lot of people don't do their due diligences and they just go, all right, this looks good, and they're suffering the end.
Steve, what has your experience been with the HappyCo?
It's been fantastic. I've known Jindo for many years, and been using HappyCo for many years as well. For the due diligence side, it's fantastic. I mean, you can use it for the file audits, for the physical inspections, the unit walks, design your own. Your own inspection templates, right? You can add looking for bats and making sure that they're not some sort of an endangered species.
Right.
But, and then it rolls all that information up into these beautiful reports that we put into our you know, our deliverables to, you know, to our clients when we're doing our DDs, you know, as well as, you know, we utilize HappyCo for all of our work orders. You know, they're all funneled through there. The teams use the, you know, use the app to complete their work orders, to assign them for the make readies, for preventative maintenance. I mean, it really is, you know, we are fully entrenched into the maintenance operations with, you know, with HappyCo and their products.
Yeah. And just for frame of reference, how many properties is Pegasus managing right now?
125. I think we're right around 40,000 units.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
So that, I mean, that's got to help, I would think.
Oh, it's
to be able to track everything.
It is great. Yeah. You have a, you know, you have a roll up dashboard where we can see everything, you know, that's going on, and, you know, it's, yeah, it works fantastic for us. It just brings clarity. Our, you know, our clients, have access to that information as well. So they can kind of see in real time what's, you know, what's going on at their properties.
Yeah. Yeah, what's in the future as far as things that you see on the horizon with centralization of maintenance and other things, other products?
Yeah, so I mean, we're spending a lot of time with this Happy Force product at the moment, and you know, like to your point, it's taking a bit of time for people to see the real benefits of it, because everyone's like, this sounds too good to be true, and then when they start using, they go, oh wow, this actually does work. And so the Happy Force product is essentially that virtual call center where we staff it up with experienced maintenance technicians. And so they essentially act as like your frontline triage, right? So, this is a really cool stat. So if someone puts in a resident puts in a work order, it takes about 48 hours before a technician responds to the resident. If you use like Happy Force, our team reaches out to the resident in under 10 to 15 minutes, right? And so that resident satisfaction is through the roof. And you know, I guess it's in the, you know, today's culture where we're in the Amazon age and we want instant gratification. But it really does help. And actually people go, someone's actually solved listening to my ticket and working on it. Great. Even though it's going to take 2 days, someone responded within 10 minutes.
Right? Yeah.
So, yeah, so the Happy Force is a product that we've been pushing quite a bit, and our customers are really, really enjoying that.
What percentage of work orders that a typical property gets can be resolved remotely?
Yeah, so roughly about what we're seeing is about up to 20% of work orders can be resolved remotely. In addition, what actually happens is that the ones that our technicians can't solve, we're adding more information to that ticket. Mm-hmm. And so there's another sort of efficiency gain where the technician that comes in on site doesn't have to make three trips. They can just do one trip. We're ordering parts for for the resident as well. So the resident says, hey, I have a, you know, the problem here with this leaky faucet. And we say, oh, do you want us to send you like a little wrench to tighten yourself? And they're like, sure. So we would order a part from one of our partners. They'll send a wrench to them. And then the residents are fixing their own problems, which is pretty crazy. Yeah.
And I would imagine, Steve, that a lot of residents like doing that. They feel like they're doing something. They learned a new skill.
You know, there is that generation out there that just wants it, you know, needs immediate attention, and wants immediate, you know, satisfaction. So this gives it to them. And you know, I'll tell you, Jindo had said, you know, 10-minute response. We averaged a 3-minute response between when that service request went in and when one of the Happy Force technicians responded to that resident. And what we really saw some benefits was, you know, if a resident puts in an online service request, it could say that, you know, they have a leak in their apartment, right? And, you know, it goes into the queue. We have no idea what that leak entails, right? So we're already starting to go inefficient, right? Because now the resident or the technician has to go over to the apartment, figure out what's wrong, go back to the shop, pick up the parts, go back and repair that. What we saw with Happy Force was it just drove efficiencies. The technician spoke to the resident, found out exactly where that leak was, that it's in the master bedroom, you know, vanity, and you know, and then all these notes are put into that service request so that when the technician picks it up, they know exactly the part that they need and where to go, you know, when they go in. And we saw our completion times for our work orders drop off exponentially. I mean, it was amazing how quickly we saw results through that. And then the on time, or the overtime and the on call as well. I mean, it was about 75% of the calls that normally would have gone to the technician at say 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning was solved or triaged into, is this really an emergency? Do they need to respond? And, the Happy Force technician then put the notes in and put it in the queue where it needed to be. The on-call emergencies were still pushed out to the technician, but 75% of them were not actual emergencies, which is a huge cost savings if you think about that.
Yeah. Steve, take about 30 seconds and let our listeners know a little bit about your background. I know we talked when you first arrived that you used to work with Radco Residential, which Mike Brewer is the CEO there, and one of my the thought leaders in multifamily, who I think is a great guy.
He's amazing.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah. So I'm kind of an old timer in the industry. I've been in it about 30 years. Started out, on a site. So I've worked through, all the positions within, within the multifamily industry, from operations to construction. I currently work for Pegasus Residential. I've worked for Radco, Equity Residential, a lot of the bigger players, and I've worked in markets from the East Coast, to the West Coast, pretty much covering, the entire footprint of the nation. I love our crazy industry. If you've been here as long as I have, boy, somebody really talked you into it.
tell our listeners, if they wanted to reach out to you, what's the best way to reach you, Steve?
To me, yeah, you can reach me on LinkedIn, instant message me on there. And again, I'm the vice president of facilities and construction with Pegasus Residential.
And Jindal, if someone wants to find out more about HappyCo or get in touch with you, how could they do that?
Yeah, you can definitely go on our website. So it's happy.co is our website. If they want to get in touch with me, they can go on to my Tinder profile. or they can just go the traditional route and go on LinkedIn.
That's a first on our show.
Right.
Somebody's talking about that. All right. Well, we are going to – thanks, guys, for doing this. It's been great. I think this centralization in multifamily, especially the maintenance end, is really going to be a game changer in the future, and it is exciting. So we'll love to have you guys back again. But we're going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.